Right, let's wait till we get up on the screen. Good morning. I am Susan Drummond, the Kitsap County Hearing Examiner. Today for the record is Thursday, December 28th, approximately 9 a.m. We have just one item on the agenda. That is a conditional use permit for the Harris ADU, cup number 1704103. The way we usually address these ADU conditional use permits is we'll hear from staff first. They'll provide a summary of the proposal and of the staff report. The applicant will then have an opportunity to present the proposal. Then we'll open up the matter for public comment, if there is any. And then I may have questions, and then I'll issue a decision usually within 10 days of the always within 10 days of close of the hearing. So I think with that, Ms. Schaefer, did you want to step up and you state your name for the record?
Catherine Schaefer.
Thank you, and you swear to tell the truth today.
I do. Like I mentioned, my name is Catherine Schaefer, and I'm a planner with the Department of Community Development, and I'm here today to present a conditional use permit to construct an 897-square-foot accessory dwelling unit at 21661 Port Gamble Road Northeast in North Kitsap. And to begin the presentation, I would like to enter Exhibits 1 through 21 into the record, and then I would like to add one more exhibit, and I'll reference this exhibit further in my presentation.
Is that the Certificate of Public Notice, the
22? No, I don't have that one. Oh, it is? Okay. So I think Amanda has included that, so that would be 22.
Okay, and then 23, probably the PowerPoint.
Let me look.
Or actually, 21 is the PowerPoint.
Yeah, so 22 will be the notice. Okay. And then 23, I would like to enter, this is a copy of a plat alteration from 2014, and I will mention this later in the presentation.
Okay. 1 through 22 at this time are admitted then.
Okay, great. Thank you. And then 23, right? That's 23.
Okay, yes, I'll go ahead and admit that, and if I can take a look at that.
Okay, and I'll talk about that later on in the presentation, so if you're... And so the next thing I would like to do is make a correction to condition 18. And this should read, this conditional use permit approval shall automatically become void if no development permit application is accepted as complete by the Department of Community Development within 4 years. It currently says three, so we want to change that to four, of the notice of decision date or the resolution of any appeals. So that is a template issue, and we will correct that in the future. So I apologize for that. So now I would like to start talking about the application. And this project has been properly noticed along with the CEPA appeal period in which no appeals were received. And I'd like to start off by showing you the location of the subject property, which is in North Kitsap. The big arrow points to it. And this is Commissioner District 1. It's off of Port Gamble Road Northeast. And this is a county maintained right of way. And zooming in, you can see the aerial of the property. And as you can see, it does have some real character. You see to the south and to the east that it's very heavily wooded. And the subject property is highlighted in red. So the subject property is highlighted in red. And then there's four different properties that branch off from there. And this was platted in 1971. And zooming in for the aerial, you can see that the property is very well screened from Port Gamble Road to the east, as well as some screening from the neighbor to the west and then to the north. So it's a very tucked away property that provides some great screening for the neighbors. And this is the critical area map. The pink lines represent contour lines, and the closer the lines are together, the steeper the slopes. But in this particular case, the slopes are very gentle, and there's nothing that would be over 15%, which would trigger a geotechnical or geologic report. So there aren't any critical area concerns on this property. This is the zoning map, And as you can see, this property is zoned rural residential, which allows one dwelling unit for every 5 acres. And there is rural residential surrounding this property on all four sides. In fact, the zoning changes about 1 mile northeast and northwest to rural protection, which allows for one dwelling unit per 10 acres. And then to the south, there is tribal land. So it can be concluded that this subject parcel is tucked away in a rural area. And this is the Health District approved site plan. This site plan is considered the official site plan for the project. It's the one that we review under building permits, and it's the one that inspectors take into the field. And as you can see, the green circle is the existing three-bedroom house, and that's 1,836 square feet. And the blue represents the proposed accessory dwelling unit. And in the rural residential zone, the zoning setbacks are 50 feet from the front, 20 feet from the side, and from the rear. And in the supplemental application, which is Exhibit 2, the applicant wrote that the setback from the front was 44 feet. Well, in this particular case, the applicant measured from the easement. But in this particular case, we're going to measure from the property line, and that is because the easement serves four properties. And according to the definition of street, which is Kitsap County Code 17.110.65 or 695 street, street means all roads, streets, highways, roadways, freeways, easements, and public right-of-ways used for or designated for vehicular access or using private roads serving or intended to serve five or more lots. Streets may also include provisions for public utilities, pedestrian walkways, cut, fill, slopes, vegetation, and storm drainage facilities. So because this easement serves four properties, we actually measure from the property line instead of the easement.
Okay.
Say it did serve one more property, then we would measure from the easement.
That's pretty typical to measure from the property line. So I go with the...
The 78.
In the staff report.
Yes, sir. So all the zoning setbacks have been made. There are no other ADUs, mobile homes, recreational vehicles, accessory living quarters, or guest houses present and proposed. The owner is residing in the primary residence. And the ADU is 130 feet away from the primary residence, and it's required to be 150 feet away, so that requirement is met. Next is the accessory dwelling unit floor plan. And as I mentioned earlier, the habitable area of the single-family residence is 1,836 square feet. And an ADU is restricted to either 50% of the habitable area or 900 square feet. So because 1,836 would be greater than 900, we go with 900. And this ADU is proposed to be 890 square feet. So it's meeting that the size requirement. And this is the building elevations. On the left, you'll see the proposed ADU elevations, and on the right, you'll see the existing single-family residence. And both buildings have a composition roof and sheet siding. So they are conditioned. Condition number 7 ensures that both structures will be constructed and remain similar in appearance. And this project was found to be consistent with the Kitsap County Code and the Comprehensive Plan with no detrimental characteristics. And staff recommends approval of this project with 23 conditions.
And the exhibit that you added, that just demonstrates the location of the easement.
Yeah, I just wanted to show you that it only serves four. So,
okay.
Yeah.
And just for the record, I had, after reviewing the staff report, I had sent an email yesterday to the hearing examiner clerk with three questions. One on the notice, and that document was added to the record. The question on clarification on the setback, and then on clarification on condition 18, you addressed all those. So
okay.
I don't have any further questions at this time.
Okay, great. Thank you.
Is the applicant here? Did you wish to step forward? Just briefly, I don't have any questions for you other than if you had any, you yourself had questions on the staff report or on the conditions that they have in there.
I do not.
But actually, before I start, let's hear your name for the record.
Kimberly Johnson.
And you swear to tell the truth today?
Yes.
Okay. Did you have any questions on the staff report or the presentation or the proposed conditions that are listed in the staff report?
No, ma'am.
Okay. All right. That's all I have. Is there anyone from the public who wished to testify? I don't see anyone out there, but just for the record, okay. There's no one here who wishes to testify on this. Do we have anything further from staff on this? Okay. I am going to grant this conditional use permit for the ADU. I've reviewed all the materials submitted, the testimony today. I believe all of the criteria that are required to be met for siting an ADU at this location are met. The conditional use permit criteria, I believe, are also met. The applicant has demonstrated that the proposal is compatible with surrounding uses and will not cause material detriment to those uses. So a written decision will be issued within 10 business days, which probably will be next week sometime. And I will email that to the planning department and then hearing examiner clerk, and then the clerk will forward it on to the planning department to the applicant. So I think that's all for today, unless we've got any questions or anything we need to. Nope. Okay. We are adjourned. Thank you all.